Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It is October 11th, 2010, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host, Lavendar, and we are here broadcasting live from Hot Springs, Arkansas, where yesterday began the activation known as the 10-10-10, and we are here going to try to describe to you the energy and the overall atmosphere that's happening here in Arkansas. Yesterday we had a wonderful experience on Mount Ida. And just in general, though, we're just going to talk about what's the big plan here. What is the 10-10 activation for those of you that haven't been following it? Lavendar?
Okay, good. Well, actually, the 10-10-10 is mostly for the people. It is not an activation for the planet, although a lot of people thought it was an activation for the planet. It was for the people. This is where the numbers came into correspondence with a lot of numerology. A lot of people thought that it was important. And therefore, different groups of consciousness decided that 10-10-10 was an important time to meet. And it was for the people. And it's really important for groups of people to come together and find each other. You know, finding each other, if you're a starseed, cannot be easy. And yet, when an event like this happens, it becomes easier because through these kinds of events, like there was one up at Mount Magazine, not far from here, and a lot of people came. And at different locations, I understand there was one in Shasta. All over the planet, people came together in groups to find maybe their soulmate, their soul sisters, their soul brothers, people that resonate with themselves. So it was really about the people. The activation for the planet actually happens when the sun is 25, 26, or 27 degrees of any given month in accordance with the activations that are already set forth that have to do with the ley lines and the crystal grid system itself. And you've heard me talk about Atlantis and what happened in Atlantis before. Well, I want to bring it up again because the Atlantean crystals that were brought back here from Atlantis, and by the way, they originated from Hot Springs, they were taken to Atlantis and they were brought back here. They had codes in them to be time-released at certain times of evolution. And these timings and these codes do match the 25, 26, 27 degrees frequencies that all species use with all their experiments. I want to repeat that one more time. All species have a cosmic handbook that when they get ready to facilitate evolutionary programs and they simply jump them, and when I say jump them, that's where everybody's in unison, everybody's on the same page, the gong happens, and the ships come down, and they go, and do a ray, and the people that are underneath these cities or places where these rays go, they're energized at lots of different levels. If they're on the spiritual path, it uplifts them. If they're on the galactic path, it uplifts them. It's all about up. Every time they come, it's about up. Remember, there's only two energies, and that's up spiral and down spiral. This is an up spiral activity. And, you know, during these periods of time, we all try to stay in our up spiral mode only because we're in honor and in sacred space with the knowingness that when the ships do come, that to match that frequency, we really need to be up spiral in order for the up spiral to catch in our systems, in our soul records, in our bloodlines, in our DNA. You know, even the fibers of our hair, which are made out of silica. And talking about silica, silica is really one of the main properties, of course, of quartz. And being here in the quartz area, the silica that we're receiving in vibration is just absolutely an uplifting moment. We had some baths where we experienced the waters that went over crystals that stand 2 stories tall underneath the ground over thermal water that's like 104 degrees. And, you know, when you have waters that have not been polluted by man, these waters were 10 million years old, which means they were part of the original water at the very beginning of, well, not the beginning of the planet, but, you know, pretty close to it. So the waters are old. They're thermal. They've been charged with crystals for eons of time. And they also, these crystals that I'm talking about, they have kind of runways or ley lines that go back to these mines in this area. So the water here and the crystals, it's a combination of water and crystal, and it forms something around your etheric body. The etheric bodies that I've noticed when I was in the bathhouse around people, I saw the etheric body. Some etheric bodies, you know, take in energy, others give out energy, and then I actually saw some that had twirlies around their etherics, which means wherever they walk, they just kind of clean house. They just clean up the place. And there's some that have all of those. And the activations come from their natural state. You know, there are just some people that are givers, and there are some people that are takers. And that's what the balance of the species is all about. So, yesterday I'd like to talk about, we visited a lady named Jay out at Mount Ida. And what a lovely, lovely time we had. There were 7 of us. And it was on this mountain, and these crystals were just outside everywhere. And the guardian of this place really was a great inspiration to be around, and the energies were just so high and uplifting. And there was a time when we felt like that the vortexes and the portals, you know, were opening and closing, and at different times we had different feelings about a lot of different things, and I don't really have really too much more to say about that. I'd like to hand the microphone over to Arielle because she has something to say about yesterday's event.
Well, just something to add, that standing on the top of this mountain, the situation, the vista you could see, were all the mountains lying around in the area, just ridges. You could see ridge beyond ridge, and being the view from the top of this mountain, from the back patio deck there, it was, and in the true original sense of the word, awe-inspiring. It wasn't like, oh, awesome, man. No, it was awe-inspiring, and we could feel the high vibration, the intense clarity of the crystals that were at the heart of this mountain, and they were just almost pulsating, vibrating up, connecting somewhere in the otherwhere. But to stand in that flow, it's like standing in a waterfall that was running upside down. That's all I can say. And at one point, I think we had some unseen visitors because of other certain reflections of that visit were apparent in the wildlife and vegetation around us. So, and we have yet to see the results of that visitation as it unfolds throughout this next week. So, but it was an honor to be there, and to be there with you, Lavendar.
Well, thank you so much. And it was such an honor to have the different people show up and be with us at that time. You know, there's a combination of energies that comes together when there are star seed and the bloodlines and the DNA and the programs that all come together. And when you have a... Okay, we're doing it live, and so we have noise. Okay.
We have cars going by in the background.
Yeah, okay.
That's okay.
Okay, so, you know, when you have people coming together, and some people hadn't seen each other for lifetimes, and, you know, just seeing one another after such a long absence of interaction. And some, you know, we had an occasion where two people had actually been to that place before and had not remembered. So a lot of different interactions took place, and we had one male with us, with all the women, and with his presence and with his energy, he really stabilized what was taking place there. And once you have an activation of that kind, you know, it may take days for it to unfold for everyone that was there and participated, because to have it happen all at once, well, we'd be fried critters. It's like an onion, you peel it a little at a time. And there are beings that are on standby watching us even now. I mean, we're under close scrutiny. When I say scrutiny, it's not like they're seeing if we're good or bad. That's not what I'm talking about. It's like, how much can we take and move forward with what we know or what we don't know, and do they need to give us a little boost here and there? You know, there's so many different ways of monitoring one that has been part of an experiment of this magnitude, especially if it's a crystal experiment. And, of course, what happened in Atlantis sets the rules and makes the rules a lot different. The rules for crystal activations were set down in Atlantis after Atlantis did go down. Then there was a time when big councils came together and said never again, and we set the rules and regulations. Thus, for certain things must be adhered to. So, you know, a lot of crystal masters were on duty yesterday at different places all over the planet. We had a lot of crystal masters aboard the Star of Bethlehem. We had the Crystal Roundtable really kind of running the show in lots of different places, and of course they're the ones that show up during the Teton meetings. And just to bring back to the front about the Teton meetings, a lot of activations of this kind are monitored and kept close records from Teton meeting to Teton meeting. So in this coming January, there will be an update at the Teton meetings about what happened on 10-10-10 and what also happens on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. So there's two times in October that will be recorded from the ship's point of view on their video screens. And, you know, you can hit the replay and get to hear it if you're one of those that has access to those records. You can go and say, oh, I'd really like to go back and see what happened at that particular time. And I've had the occasion to have to go back and review that myself, because sometimes I'm in such a state I can't really record at the moment what's happening, and sometimes I may remember, sometimes I may not. Sometimes I'll have a walk-in that comes in and they forget to hit the record button, and I'm left with duh.
Well, that wasn't the case yesterday. Yesterday, I saw more than one entity moving through you.
Yeah,
was there more than one?
Yeah, we had three different walk-ins. They're walk-ins that I've worked with before, and they come only when I'm suited up. And when I say suited up means that my blood crystals, my soul activation, my rites of passage, all of my crystal implants, everything about me is turned on to where I'm able to adjust my frequencies to when I have visitors that come down from the ship, that come through my double pineal, and they just kind of come in and take up residence for a little while, and I get to stay and I get to be present. It's that I've learned how to speak and not speak. It's like I go sit down in the corner and observe, and I know that someone has my larynx box on my brain and they're running the show. And then when it's over, it's over. It's like yesterday when it was time to leave, it was like, okay, everybody left, and I knew it. So it's like, okay, maybe it's time for us to go. So it's just kind of I've been doing it so long, it's just, it's like old hat, I guess. It wouldn't be for others, but remember, I've been doing this for many, many, many years. So, and I, you know, I'd like to acknowledge the Native American Indians and their traditions on days like what we had yesterday. They've been doing this kind of work for a very, very long time, because the Atlanteans really were part of the seeding of the Native Americans. And they were, you know, the Native Americans and the Atlanteans had a lot in common. And they really gave the Native Americans the stewardship of bloodlines that hold crystal implants and crystal information, and the guardians of crystals. And here in Hot Springs, in this area, all through history, the different tribes and the different Indians that have come here and have bathed here and after wartime and to bathe and heal themselves and also just to get reactivated in their blood. There's, you know, there's a lot of ET stations that have been set up in the ethers here above the crystals. Also in the bottom of the lake, there's a lot of species that have conducted experiments from here for just a very, very long time. So I just wanted to bring up the Native American Indian aspect because of the importance of all the different tribes. Every tribe in America at one time or another has been seeded, watered, and some even harvested from this area. And the Indians revere these waters like we revere gold. And I can see why, because first of all, the pH balance is 7.5. And for people who have kidney stones, this is just the miracle water. And it also can rejuvenate every organ in your body. It's a cleanser. It stabilizes. And remember, it's the up spiral. When the up spiral hits your immune system, it hits every organ in your body. Well, it just naturally has to respond.
So as this activation continues, because it wasn't just like a big thing that happened with fireworks yesterday, it was the beginning of the next level of the crank.
For the people. It's a people time.
And it's going to be culminating when the sun reaches 25, 26, 27 degrees.
That's for the planet.
For the planet. How can the starseed,
for the people who
are listening to this, how can they best serve this process? How can they best give what their abilities, what they are doing? How can they help?
Okay, well, first of all, they need to be awake. And then after they're awake, they need to be conscious, and they need to not question themselves so much. They need to follow their intuition, follow that inner voice that's saying, you know, you need to get up at 7 in the morning. You need to go out and look at a tree or hug a tree or look at the sun or drink a glass of water. Go take your silica. There's, you know, be real aware of the internal dialogue that you know, that sometimes you just don't pay attention to because you just think it's, you know, utter chatter, and maybe it is, but maybe it isn't. And it's like, you know, if something tells you something, and I'm not talking about harmful things like, you know, don't go jump out the window or anything like that, but I'm saying, you know, there is a nudging. There's a nudging of information. You know, how would you like to have a glass of iced tea with a shot of silica in your water? Wouldn't that be fun? I mean, little stuff like that. Or you'll wake up and you have a craving for meat, and here you are a vegetarian. And so you have to say to yourself, oh, let's see, I'm a vegetarian, and I've just had this craving for meat. So then you identify in yourself, go, all right, either I really need it, or maybe this is the substitute for me. Maybe I'm really needing something I could maybe still honor my spiritual values, and at the same time it's telling me a B6 or a B12. You know, use your God-given sense about, you know, what voice you're hearing, what intuition's playing, because if you're part of this starseed crystal activation, that means you've been uplifted to your next thought. Your next thought.
And discernment is the key.
Yes, it is.
That the voice is the voice of truth,
right,
either from your higher self or your high command.
Right. Yeah, from your higher self or your high command. First of all, you need to know who you are. If you don't know who you are, then that's the real gray area where that's where you start getting into trouble.
Well, then that would be your job then. Job one is know who you are.
Yeah, that's it.
If you don't know who you are, you're going to have to wait for the next round of play.
That's right. Yeah. So, and, that's one of the reasons that we're helping people through our website the way we are, is to, find their charts, do your natural state, and see your rites of passage, and give you some guidance on this is who you are. This is what your blueprint says you are. Does this feel right to you? It always has to feel right to you. Just because I say it, or Ariel says it, or Belva says it, or Anastasia, any of us, no matter who talks to you, it has to feel right within, it's like you feel it in your gut, you feel it in your heart. It has to be kind of a sense of knowing. There's a feeling that happens, and then there's a knowing that makes it absolute. Feelings are based through your emotional system, which is based by the moon. The moon governs our emotions. And other planets, of course, have to do with how we think and how we process information. But at this particular time, when you have activations of this magnitude, you see, the reason that the ships came, this is kind of a funny thing. It really wasn't the ship's idea to have a 10-10-10. It was the starseed on the planet's idea. It was, they're the ones that called the meeting. The ship said, oh, they're calling a meeting. I guess we better come and help them. Okay? Now, toward the 16th, 17th, and 18th, the ships are calling the meeting.
Yeah.
You see the difference?
Yeah.
I mean, it's, but you don't see anything on the internet about that. There isn't any big hoo-ha about the ships calling the meeting. And you probably never will see that, But it's interesting that the ships do obey when you have that many starseed that comes together. Why? Because you see, they got to corral the kids, and they got to make sure everybody doesn't get in trouble. And if they do, they help them out. And it's also a good time to check everybody's implants and check their consciousness and check, how they're doing with their health and,
see if they're washing behind their ears.
Yeah, right. All those good things. I mean, it's one of those. And remember, we're starting to, it's October, and guess what's happening in November? Pleiadian lineup.
That was the next question.
Yeah, well, yeah. See, about every 2 months, we have something. There's something about every 2 months that's happening. All of it's up spiral. Just go to your next level. It's like getting on an elevator, getting off of a floor. You stay there for a little while. You wait till the next day to get on the elevator again. I do want to comment, though, that there's more activity getting the clones ready for jumping to the parallel Earth. That's been a very great big discussion, of course, at the Tetons and during Pleiadian lineup, and even, on August 20th when they did this gigantic cancellation of bloodlines on the planet. It's really been part of I won't say concern, but, everybody's trying to match timelines, where there are certain beings on the planet that will simply move over to the other planet. There might be some missing people that happen, in the next few months that will go over to the other planet. And I don't know how the media is going to treat this. I don't know if they'll even get one of it. There's a lot of people that will be out in the middle of the forest and won't be missed. And then there's a lot of people that will be on Wall Street that just won't show up for work. Different walks of life, different teachers, every profession, every bloodline. We'll take a trip. May not be back. And that does not, the degree to which that happens depends on us, what we do. I mean, how quickly it happens, to what extent it happens, how many people are removed.
Right.
It, they don't know what they're going to do because we haven't done what we're going to do.
That's true.
So the effect of that can't be known because the cause hasn't happened yet.
Well, not only that. See, there are digital readings every so often. And when there gets to be, it's like if you were given juice to a light bulb and you were increasing it by electricity and making it brighter and brighter and brighter, and then when it got to its capacity, then you simply go over to another readout place and go, okay, that's all filled up now, and now we put in the next combination of harmonics, and now we're going to see who's ready, who's not, who's willing to go, who's not, who's here on free will choice, or who's here on free will my ass choice, I call it, because there are people that have free will only up to a certain point, and then the experiment takes over only because they raise their hand and say, oh yeah, I want to do that. That's why I call it that. It's just kind of my slang for I don't wanna.
If you volunteered for Galactic Service, that was part of the deal.
That's right.
That at some point you don't get a free will because you are deferring
to
their superior wisdom, right?
Well, not only that, but you agreed to it, and knowing that when you came down here you wouldn't remember, you had to have a backup to kind of slap you silly, to, you know, say, look,
well, take care of me when I get drunk, okay?
Yeah, whatever you do is okay.
I know. You know what? That's kind of right.
Well, I know. You get down here in the third dimension and all the emotions and everything, and you get kind of emotion drunk because they don't have emotions on
That's
board
true.
The ship like we do.
That's right.
So you get all, you know, plastered with emotion, and you have to say, here's my designated driver, here's my keys, and when I get to a certain point, you just go ahead and take me where I need to go, and I don't want any free will at that point because I won't do it right.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. And that's what's happened with the men in my life.
Well,
you know, that's when they said you don't belong to any man; you belong to us. I had to really understand that, or people were just going to keep going away. So, and you know, yesterday we had one man standing in the energy with all the women, and I got to say, my hat goes off to him because for anyone to stand in my energy field is one thing, but then to amplify it up with more women and more bloodlines and more the power that was there, it really takes a very, I kind of look at him as he's kind of a Merlin wizard, guardian,
Highlander
extraordinaire kind of guy. And no, you girls cannot know who he is. We're keeping him to ourselves.
Well, actually, I know you said that for his benefit, because he's his own man.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
And that's really good to see. And he was comfortable, and he was gracious. He held his own, and he helped us. What he doesn't understand is how much he helped us. His presence alone had power. He didn't have to really say or do much. He just had to be who he was. And a lot of men that get to the level that he's at are so appreciated by those of us that know it when we see it.
I just want to ask you a final question here, because I think we've fairly well described the essence of being here in Hot Springs. When the sun reaches 25, 26, 27 degrees, I think every starseed will have a task if you are the steward of crystals. So why don't you just remind everybody, just in case they don't know, what they can do to help with this major planetary activation next week.
Okay. This coming week, starting on the 16th, 17th, and 18th, take your crystals. I would first clean them with salt and water. Sometimes I put vinegar in there. And then take them out into the sun at high noon and charge them up. they'll stay charged for some time with this frequency, and bring them back into the house and keep them away from TVs or electronics. Do not put them near your computers. This does not protect you from your computer. This will amplify the energies from the computer and will burn you. So do not go under the assumption that these crystals are going to protect you from your computer. Wrong information. I've seen it out there before, and it's just not right. Remember, crystals activate and empower and magnify
and amplify.
So you keep these crystals. Now, a good place I like to keep them is around my bathtub, because I go in there and I bathe, and the frequencies, if they're pointers, you just point them, you know, on all four directions of your bathtub, and you just get in, do a soak for a few minutes, and then you get it all from four directions. So that's what I would say, do to your crystals. Now, those of you that I've given Giza crystals to, you know what? The Gizas, they let you know. You don't have to do anything to them. They automatically are on autopilot. And we had a little discussion about, you know, those kinds of crystals that came out of the Jeffrey Mines. They're high communication devices. It's like, what is that thing you stick in your computer when you download and have a little stick? What is that called?
Called a thumb drive.
It's like a thumb drive. The Giza crystals are like thumb drives. They hold so much information. And they do not absorb. They function all on... If you're a guardian of a Giza crystal, they tell you. You don't tell them. And if you're a guardian of them, they allow you to be guardian. It's really hard to describe these crystals, because they're not the ordinary crystals that I'm telling you about to take yourself, you know, to put out in the sun. If the Giza crystals want to go out in the sun, they'll let you know. They may want to stay in their bat cave, you know, wherever they are. They just have ways of letting you know what they need or what they want. So, and they're really attuned. They're attuned to every planetary activation. They're attuned to everything that's happening aboard all the crystal computers that are lined up in all the spaceships everywhere. To all the big computers, all the Emerald computers, the Teton meetings, the Pleiadian lineups, it's a thumb drive.
Mm-hmm. And can't they download to your other crystals?
Yes, they
and,
can.
And actually empower and raise...
Right, only to the point. Once they have monitored and seen their environment and where they are, yeah, they will download into the other crystals. And they may just download a portion. They might
something to one.
Yeah.
So that the other crystals become part of their support system.
That's right. It's like files, you know. They may have A file, an F file, and an M file, and it may go into a crystal. Only because it's there to support what they're about.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like just like extra little nodules that they can
right.
use however they wish
right.
to use.
Right.
So, if those are just for the Giza crystals,
yeah,
that came from Lavendar.
Yeah, the Giza crystals that were charged in the Great Pyramid of Giza on Pleiadian lineup in 1983, and I have very few of them left, and I take them and people that really want them, and they, first of all, not everyone can have one. There's a certain criteria that you must meet in order to be responsible for them. But I have sessions with people that do qualify for them, because I look into their soul records. I feel like, you know, there's someone that I can trust with them. And you know, if I can't trust them with them, guess what happens? The Giza crystals leave. They just disappear. I don't have to worry.
Even if you make...
Even if I make a mistake and give them to the wrong people, they leave. They have their own guidance system. Mm-hmm. And I've had people come and go, I don't want to have my crystals. Wah. And I just go, well, I'm so sorry. I say, well, can I have some more now? No. Sorry. too often. But what it does, it's my discernment then, you see.
And I'd say, considering that those crystals, you've been giving them out since 1983, okay, you know, apparently something, people can change. Something can just jump on them and they can change, and they might have been aligned at one time and something happens and the crystals say, ooh, just like, you know, time for a divorce, bye.
Yeah, that's right. But you know what? That's only had happened a handful of times in how many years?
Yeah.
15,
yeah.
20 years, so.
Yeah.
25. Yeah, is it been that long? Really?
Yeah. Oh, did I lose some time again?
We're all losing more time day by day. Don't worry about it.
Look at all the things that have been disappearing and appearing in the room. Look at that crystal that appeared on the floor.
Well,
out of nowhere. There's nowhere. We didn't even have cellulite.
Oh, selenite.
That comes in my hips, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Selenite. Yeah, Lila, if you're listening, you must have apported there because that great bottle that you were going to send to us never arrived here. We wanted to try it, and I guess it just kind of formed out of rock here on the floor. That was kind of a strange thing. Then my glasses went missing. Then they shone back up. Then your glasses went missing. They're still gone.
They're still gone.
So, and see, when that happens, it's all about your the energies are moving so fast in dimensional time that occasionally whatever's in the way will be just sucked into the black hole of that moment, and they're just gone, or they won't come back, or they will, or it's just hard to explain. Everybody kind of knows how that works. So, do you have any more questions?
I don't, but if anyone out there does have a question, you can always address it to Lavendar at LAVANDAR. Did I say that right? LAVANDAR at starseedhotline.com or our forum at starseedhotline.ning.com. You can also call our toll-free number at 888-881-0881. If you have any questions or comments, either on the Hot Springs activation or upcoming activations, please feel free to contact us. We will be back to our regular show schedule a week from tomorrow, which will be the 19th. So we'll be at the tail end of the planetary activation. From the 10-10 starseed activation. We'll have more information for you then.
And also, since we're at a place where we really can't answer questions tonight, we won't have the open lines after the show because we're not at a place where we can do that. So I'm real sorry that we can't take your questions like we usually can, but because we're traveling, it's just not suitable at this time. But we did want to give you an update, kind of tell you what was happening here and what's happening in different places. And, you know, whatever's happening to you now, whether, I don't care if it's headaches or depression or you're just feeling grouchy, you know, that may be part of your activation because tomorrow you may feel wonderful. So, you know, don't get down on yourself because you're craving chocolate or, you know, you might want to have too many glasses of wine. Don't be hard on yourself, Starseed, because we go through lots of different things. You know, one man's food's another man's poison. So, you know, ease up on yourself and just know that you're on the up spiral. It may look one way one day, but the next day it could just change. Everything can change in a nanosecond. So that's the way I'm looking at it. And I've lived through this many times, these different activations. I can't tell you how many times that I just, you know, got into sheer depression after an activation and just went into my bat cave and didn't want to come out for days. And then I was thankful when it was over because, you know what, I had a whole new ray of energies and, you know, new buttons to wear and new things to do and new people to see. And just got to treat it as a... it's a time of recalibration, we'll just call it, recalibration.
So don't get hard on yourself about your food, your drink, your laziness, or your depression, or I don't want us. You know, just go with it.
That's great advice, because it's not easy being starseed.
No,
it and if it was easy, we wouldn't have volunteered if we didn't have the tools and the grit to accomplish the mission. So, no, it's not easy being starseed.
That's right.
But I'd rather be starseed than not.
Yeah. You know what? When you look around and you see the different experiments that are on the planet. I'm real glad to be starseed. Why? Because I know, without a doubt, that it's an upward bound motion. Because some of the people that I look at and see in different places, they're in the down spiral, and that's the only way they're going. And it's like, oh my goodness, if I could loan them some of my starseed activation, I would. And then I think, oh wait a minute, if I do that. You never interfere in anybody's way home, and so what am I thinking? But it will cross your mind, and that's just a natural thing. It's just the way you want to help people.
It is. One of the natural ways
right.
to tell your starseed is an uncontrollable
right.
urge to help people.
And then get a hold of it. You know, and go, wait a minute, I don't want to interfere on their way home.
That's right. Offer help, but only where you have permission.
That's right. You know, a lot of people don't know that. And I want to emphasize that whoever you are, whatever you're doing, go into gratitude. Gratitude is a wonderful place to be. Be grateful for what you have in this moment, because your next moment may change.
Great words of wisdom, as always, from Lavendar. We're going to say goodbye now from Hot Springs, Arkansas, the mineralogical treasure house.
That's right.
One of the most wonderful places in the galaxy, I'm sure. We will be back next week, October 19th, on a regular time on Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Once again, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about, the number to call is 888-881-0881. Lavendar's email, make sure you spell it right, boys and girls, lavandar@starseedhotline.com. And also please keep in mind that we won't be back till Wednesday to answering any emails. So give us time to get home and get settled and all that. And we will be back to doing our starseed confirmations, solar return timings, and in-depth sessions that will change your life, put you on a track that you were supposed to be on from the beginning. Okay, thank you so much, Lavendar.
Thank you.
I've had a huge time here in Hot Springs, and I do want to say that we are on equipment, what we're accustomed to, so if there's any sound imperfections, that won't be permanent. Lavendar, thank you so much. Do you have anything else you wanted to say before we close?
I just want to thank everyone for, I sent an email out at 5 o'clock, and I've noticed a lot of people have come online to listen. I really, really appreciate that. And, Paul, I see you in California. Thank you for calling in. And any of my other friends that got the email and came on. So we will... we'll talk soon.
Thank you. And
okay,
Sierra,
bye.
Good to see you, Sierra. We'll see you on, we get back on Wednesday.
Okay.
Goodbye from Hot Springs, Arkansas.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.